Blog Talk Radio.
Cast me not away from
Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us this evening right here on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. This is Sister Carla, and I am your host this evening. Pray that all have a blessed week thus far. Amen. 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 We're going to have a word of prayer. Let us pray, please. Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much, Lord, for this day. I thank you for your blessings. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love. I thank you for who you are, what you have done, and what you are doing for your children, your people that you love so much that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in you shall be saved. Lord, you have made it so easy for us, O Father. Please forgive us where we have not taken advantage of it, where we have failed and come short of your glory, O Father. But as we know, there's still time for repentance. There's still time to search your hearts, to draw closer to you. And we thank you ever so much for every chance we get, O Father. Help us to make it right. Help us to act like it's our last chance, oh Lord. Help us to afflict our soul, Lord. I pray for each and every one that's on and those that will be joining us, oh Lord, that you will bless them, that you will hasten the footsteps of those that are getting home and getting in, settled in, oh Father. I pray that you will bless the mouth of the speaker, Lord. Bless his word as he come and present this evening, Lord. May we all be unified in you, Lord. May we talk of your goodness, your thanksgiving, your mercy towards us, and give you praise, honor, and glory, which is according to Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I will read Psalms 149, Psalms 149, and I'll start at verse 1 and say, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in thy king. Amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters. My call dropped. I'm not sure what is going on with the line. I know... Brother O'Neill said there was some difficulty last night on the line, so my call dropped. So thank you for being patient. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading so that I can open your line. This is time to share now. So if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, press 1 on your telephone keypad, which will indicate to me that you would like to share, and I will open your line. Amen. And just let's keep each other in prayer and the technology, because the lines are dropping, and that can mean the call can drop, and we will have to, wait a few minutes and start over. So just please keep it in prayer. Amen. So see if anyone has pressed 1, and I pray that you all can hear me. I pray that you can hear me. Okay. Okay, no one has pressed 1 as yet. So I'll continue reading. Okay. And I will also read Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And it reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elder obtained a good report. So not only the elders, but we can obtain a good report, brothers and sisters, by having faith, because it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And, you know, that will go in our praise report and thanksgiving to God, things that we have prayed for. We didn't see it, but we pray for it, and we claim it by faith. and God has worked it out, or he's working it out, and we see fruits of that situation or that thing working out. Amen? So we have to have faith that can endure. Continue reading. Verse 3. This is Hebrews chapter 11, verse. Through faith, we understand that the world were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. So we see how faith works. So by faith, Abel offered a better sacrifice than his brother Cain. And we know what happened. Cain killed his brother. And this is what will be going on. The righteous and the unrighteous, you know, are in a war, a great controversy, which was brought down from heaven. Those that obedient to God and those that are not obedient unto God, there's a struggle between the flesh and the spiritual man. So let us, you know, be faithful. Let us trust the Lord. Let us build up the spiritual man. And by doing so, we eat of the bread of life, which is the word of God. We meditate upon his word, praying, fasting, afflicting our soul, you know, songs of meditation, and giving our testimonies and praying for others and sharing the gospel with others. Those we can do those things. Amen. So if there's anyone who would like to share, please go ahead and press 1. And I will open your line. I just want to say happy preparation day. It's not Sabbath quite yet, but happy preparation day. And I'll go ahead and open the line for 347-845. Your line is now open.
Hi, my name is Sharon Thomas. And I have a, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am. I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so about a few months ago, I had an almost-death experience, whereas I lost a lot of blood. My blood count was very low, and they had to give me blood because they said that I was this close to probably, you know, going into a coma and probably dying just as well because my blood count was so low. And I have to give God thanks for being alive today, you know, because it wouldn't have been COVID. It would have just been that, you know, I had a low blood count. But whatever it is, he's not ready for me to leave this earth yet. So I thank him and I praise him and I glorify his name in Jesus' name, because without him, we are nothing. And I'm grateful to be here today. And my scripture reading is from Psalms 28. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hand toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands, render to them their deserts, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth. And with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hello? Amen. Yes, I can hear you. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Were you finished? Did you have any prayer requests?
Just for healing in my body and, you know, that I continue to be blessed in Jesus' name. And for the people in the world who are lost and who, you know, haven't come to know him like I've come to know him or we've come to know him, that we pray that, you know, everyone should be saved in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Thomas.
Sharon Thomas.
Sharon Thomas, yes. Thank you for calling, and thank you also for sharing. May you continue to come back and join us and share the prayer line with others so that they can join us too, and they can receive a blessing and give their testimony, also their prayer requests. Amen. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. But 518-482, your line is now open.
Okay. Good, thank you. Thank you for opening my line, sister. Yes, this evening I'm very thankful to the Lord that I could come on this line to share something all about the lesson in character building. And I want to read from this book, The Sanctified Life. It says, at one time, John engaged in a dispute with several of his brethren as to which of their numbers should be accounted greatest. They did not intend their words to reach the ear of the Master, but Jesus read their hearts and embraced the opportunity to give his disciples a lesson of humility. It was not only for the little group who listened to his words, but was to be recorded for the benefit of all his followers to the close of time. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. That is taken from Mark 9:35. Those who possess the Spirit of Christ will have no ambition to occupy a position above their brethren. It is those who are small in their own eyes who will account it great in the sight of God. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whoever shall receive one of such little children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me. That is in verses 13 and 37. What a precious lesson is this for all the followers of Christ, those who overlook their life duties lying directly in their pathway, who neglect mercy and kindness and courtesy and love to even a little child and neglecting Christ. John felt the force of this lesson and profited by it. On another occasion, his brother James and himself had seen a man casting out devils in the name of Jesus. And because he did not immediately connect himself with the company, they decided that he had no right to do this work and consequently forbade them. In the sincerity of his heart, John related the circumstances of his master and said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is on our part. Okay, I will stop right there because there's a lot more that I could read, but I'm not going to read it. I have to give other people a chance, right? Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm very happy to be on this line this afternoon to give God praise and thanks. I had a very busy, busy week in and out, and God has been very good to me in his in protecting me and keeping me safe. And above all, I had to go to the, I went to the nursing home to do a lot of help there with my brother, helping my brother who is in there. And I'm asking for continual prayer for him And my sister, who is in the Poconos, she gone traveling now. She gone to Guyana. And I thank God for all traveling mercies that he has given her. And I pray that we will all continue to pray to pray for her. They might not come back as good because she has a stroke, but her daughter took her for some vacation. And I pray, God, that she will be safe in Guyana because they're having a lot of floods over there, and I pray that God would bring her back safely. This evening, I just want to sing the song, Joy By and By, because sometimes we have so much discouragement, so much sickness, and all kinds of things that discourage us and make us feel as though life isn't worth living anymore. And we know today people are taking their lives. They're taking their life because of certain things. And for this week, for this month alone, I have heard people who are dying in their sleep. I know about 2 persons that have died in their sleep. We just have another sister, her brother died in his sleep. She's in Guyana. And, we cannot tell what time our time will come. So we have to live soberly in this present world. And we look forward to that day when there will be no more sickness, no more sorrow. So I'll sing this song, Joy By and By. Oh, there'll be joy when the work is done. Joy when the reapers gather home. Bring in the sheaves of Santa's son to the new Jerusalem. Joy, joy, there'll be joy by and by. Joy, joy, where the joys never die. Joy, joy, for the day draweth nigh when the workers gather home. Sweet are the songs that we love to sing. Grateful and thanks our heart shall bring. Praising forever Christ our King in the new Jerusalem. Joy, joy, there'll be joy by and by. Joy, joy, where the joys never die. Joy, joy, for the day draweth nigh when the workers gather home. Pure are the joys that awaits us there. Many the mansions, gold and fair, Jesus himself doth them prepare in the new Jerusalem. Joy, joy, there'll be joy by and by. Joy, joy, where the joys never die. Joy, joy, for the day draweth nigh when the workers gather home. Okay, I'm very thankful for that there will be joy when the work is done here on earth and we all will be gathered home to worship God forever. And this evening I just want to give praise and thanks always to God for his Sabbath day that is about to dawn upon this earth. And I just give him all the praise because he has been so good to all of us that we can come here this evening on this line to give God praise and to encourage each other. So thank you, Sister, not Paula, for opening my line.
Uh-huh.
What?
Amen. Praise
yep.
you. Sister Carla, Carla.
Okay, Sister Carla, I have to learn your name. Yes. Thank
amen,
you
amen.
For opening my line.
Praise the Lord.
And happy Sabbath to everyone on the line.
God Lord.
Bless.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sister Santinelli, for coming on and sharing and just singing and say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And we have to testify of God's goodness. We have to testify of things that are going on around us. We can't control things. We just have to put everything in God's hands and trust in him, knowing that he will help us, and we will come out victorious. All our worries, our cares, everything we have to the Lord. Because in worrying, it's just going to give us gray hair. It's not going to add anything to our life. So we just have to trust in the Lord, know that he will work it out. And we just have to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, pray for those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those who have unknowingly took this vaccine, and those because of fear have taken this vaccine. And we know there's nothing good in it. And, you know, many people have said, they should have waited and see, of those that have taken it, what the outcome. And we're hearing report, and we're seeing so many things happening and so many things going on. And right now, we don't want to scare them, but we need to be honest and truthful to them, and we need to pray. And, may they repent and afflict their soul and give their life to God. As you rightly said, we know not the hour of the master or parent, or we don't know when our time will be up. Because the devil is like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So he's trying very hard to take us out, to destroy us through our family, through whatever means that he's trying to destroy us. But we have to keep our eyes upon the Lord, which means keep our minds, keep our, in heavenly things, in heavenly places, because where our treasure is, our heart is there also. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Again, happy Blessed Preparation Day. The Sabbath is within maybe an hour here in Tennessee, or 30 to 45 minutes. The Sabbath will be here. So we just thank the Lord for his blessed Sabbath already, and for us to come together. I'll go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Preparation Day. Just sunlight over here. But I thank the Lord for another day. And we are threatened a little tropical storm. Well, I don't know how little or big it is, but I pray to the Lord that it moves out. And we don't see anything because something building up somewhere else. So I thank God for everything, all his blessings. He gives us everything we need, so I'm not worrying about it. I just would like to read this prayer, devotion. Dear God, I can state boldly that I am fully convicted by your word, and I am totally proud of being identified as a Christian. I am not ashamed of the world, knowing that I follow you wholeheartedly. To the world, it may be foolish, but I know that this is the only life to live. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. There's no other way to go. Because can't follow man. He's not going to do nothing for me. He ain't going to save me. So this is the only way to go. So I thank the Lord for these words that I'm learning, and something to follow. And I just praise the Lord every day and pray for my fellow brothers and sisters, and lift them up when I'm doing my prayer. So I just be thanking the Lord for every one of us, online, offline. And I just want to ask for prayer for the sick, the homeless, ones confined, all those that's on Advent Light, off Advent Light, all the leaders, all the upcoming events, and everything they need to get straight. God bless them. God strengthen them. God give them all they need. They know what they need. Just want to pray for all our fellow brothers and sisters on off the line, those that are sick, those that are bereaving, and those that are whatever shape the Lord knows everything about them. Just want to pray for all our leaders and that the Lord just keep them strong and healthy so that they maintain conducting the church and giving us a good word and giving us all the blessing he stored upon them. Amen. So I just thank the Lord, and y'all have a blessed Sabbath. Amen. That's it, Sister Carla. Just me tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing. Thank you for coming on and being such a faithful witness to your family and to those that you come in contact with, and thank you for sharing on this line. And we just thank the Lord for your growth and for all that you're doing in that part of Louisiana. And praise the Lord for also your sister Leola, her husband, Brother Ray, and also your husband, Brother John, and the family. Amen. Okay, is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Press 1 that I can open your line. Amen. 518-409. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla, and thank you for opening up my line. I want to thank the Lord for restoration of health, of mind, of body, and of strength through the counsels of his word and the natural remedies in which he has given us for our health. Tells us in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. All right. And so thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy, for his mercy endureth forever. Excuse me. I'm on the phone, Kevin. I want to read from the book Noah, Another Storm is Coming by E.G. White. It says, Nature is the servant of her creator. Nature is the servant of her creator. God does not annul his laws or work through or work contrary to them, but he is continually using them as his instruments. Nature testifies of an intelligence, of a presence, of an active energy that works in and through her laws. There is in nature the continual working of the Father and of the Son. Christ says, My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. John 5:17. The Levites in their hymn recorded by Nehemiah sing, Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heavens of heaven, with all their hosts, the earth, and all that therein, and thou preservest them all. As regards this world, God's work of creation is completed, for the works were finished from the foundation of the world, Hebrews 4:3. But his energy is still exerted in upholding the objects of his creation. Amen. It is not because the mechanisms that has once been set in motion continues to act by its own inherent energy that the pulse beats and breath follows breath. But every breath, pulsation of the heart, is an evidence of the all-pervading care of him in whom we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. It is not because of inherent power that year by year the earth produces her bounties and continues her motion around the sun. The hand of God guides the planets and keeps them in position in their orderly march through the heavens. He bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names. By the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Isaiah 40:26. It is through his power that vegetation flourishes, that the leaves appear and the flowers bloom. He maketh the grass to grow upon the mountains. Psalm 147:8. And by him the valleys are made fruitful. All the beasts of the forest seek their meat from God, and every living creature, from the smallest insect up to man, is daily dependent upon his providential care. In the beautiful words of the psalmist, these wait upon thee, that thou givest them they gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Psalm 104:20, 121, 127, 128. His word controls the elements. He covers the heavens with clouds and prepares rain for the earth. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. Psalm 147:16. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasuries. Jeremiah 10:13. God is the foundation of everything. All true science is in harmony with his works. All true education leads to obedience to his government. Science opens new wonders to our view. She soars high and explores new depths, but she brings nothing from her research that conflicts with divine revelation. Ignorance may seek to support false views of God by appeals to science, but the book of nature and the written word shed light upon each other. We are thus led to adore the Creator and to have an intelligent trust in his word. This is a wonderful reading. As we prepare for the Sabbath, I'll be speaking upon these topics tonight. I want to wish you all a happy Sabbath. I want to thank the Lord for his word tonight, because what this tells me is that it is through God's power that nature is being held together season after season, hour after hour. We are also told that it is not because of inherent power that year by year the earth produces her bounties, but it is the hand of God that guides and keeps them in position and in their orderly march through the heavens. Amen? What a wonderful God we serve. Happy Sabbath to all. And thank you for opening up my line, Sister Carla. Keep us in prayer. My in-laws are leaving next Wednesday. Keep them in prayer that their health will be sound and as they mount the planes. And also, keep us in prayer, Advent Light Ministry and the industry. All is going well. All is Amen. Going well as far as that's concerned. This week we were kind of down a little bit, but next week we are planning on opening back up again. And, there are many, many, many progress that's been made through our advertisement. This week we actually put down the deposit for our ads to be given on a local radio here. Starts on Monday. And as well as our sink is finally going to come in. Our three-compartment sink that we had ordered is finally Amen. Coming in, that we've been waiting for almost a little over a month for. so we can begin to open up our juice section once we get the okay. We had some issues with some taxes that we, of course, were unaware of. Here in Arkansas, you have to file a monthly revenue with tax with Department of Taxation. And we didn't know that, of course, you know, and God is good because we received this letter that says they were going to close us down, and we prayed about it, and we called them, and they said, no, they said, we just usually send that to get you guys to respond, but we responded appropriately, and all is well now by God's grace. But nonetheless, God is good. He is worthy to be praised. We were able to... We have been giving the funds to purchase our major juicer, the Green Star green juice that we are in need of, and we are planning for a mini meeting that we're going to be having here in Arkansas. We are planning for a mini camp meeting here, and we are looking for the Advent Light Ministry brethren to come out and support. We're going to have a week of meetings. So I'm just letting us know, the small core group, plan on coming to that because it's going to be for a week of prayer. We're going to be doing week of studies and training. So we're really looking forward for y'all to come out to that and to support it. It's really, really absolutely dire that we all make these meetings together. And so we are going to be talking about that possibly. I think we can set up a meeting this Sunday, by God's grace, where we can these meetings. And we have to move forward. We can't just continue to say, well, COVID and this and that. We just need to move forward and do the work that God has asked us to do. So may God bless you all, and good night.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What book was that you read just now, Brother Yudi?
That was from a little book entitled Noah, Another Storm is Coming by Sister White.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. And thank you for...
Your phone is muted. I don't know if we cannot hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Yes, I thank you for coming on and sharing and testifying of God's goodness and how he's moving in your life and how he's blessing you and your wife and the family as a whole, and we will keep your in-laws in prayer. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. Any little thing that he have done, you know, just waking us up this morning is a prayer of thanksgiving to him, because many are sleeping that, you know, were planning to wake up. They had plans for today, but yet they're sleeping, or maybe they're in a hospital bed somewhere. So may the Lord have mercy upon us and our friends and family and loved ones. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to share? Please press 1 so that I can open your line. Amen. It's sharing time, brothers and sisters. Please press 1, and I will open your line. And, you know, as Brother Yudi was reading that from the book, Noah, Second Coming, I believe he said, I was reading Christian Education, Chapter 6, and it's the title is A Knowledge of God. A Knowledge of God, and it's also in Steps to Christ. And it said, many are the ways in which God is seeking to make himself known to us and to bring us into communion with him. Nature speaks of to our senses without ceasing. So nature is speaking to our senses without ceasing, without stopping. So I encourage you to go out in nature, those that have garden, or take walks to the park or in nature, and we see the birds, the butterfly, we see the trees, you know, how long they've been planted there by God's hand, how the grass are grown without we watering, but the Lord is watering the grass, and the dew is falling, and all of these things are speaking to us. Continue reading. The open heart will be impressed with the love and glory of God as revealed through the works of his hands. Amen. The listening ears can hear and understand the communication of God through the things of nature, the green field, the lofty trees, the buds and flowers, the passing clouds, the falling rain, the babbling brooks, the glories of the heavens speak to our hearts and invite us to become acquainted with him who made them all. Our Savior bound up precious lessons with the things of nature. So, amen. There's that is our second textbook, the Book of Nature. As it said, our Savior bound up his precious lesson in the things of nature. The tree, the birds, as I'm hearing a bird right now, the flowers of the valley, the hills, the lake, the beautiful heaven, as well as the incidents and surrounding of daily life, were all linked with the word of truth, that his lesson might thus be often recalled to mind, even amidst the busy care of man's life of toil. Amen, amen. Does anyone else have a testimony, scripture reading, a prayer request? Please press 1 at this time so that I can open your line. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-489. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Happy Sabbath when it comes, my dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell from upstate New York. I just want to thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. I heard a little of Brother Udi, brother. God is so good. He's so great. And as I heard, Sister Carla was reading about the true knowledge of God. You know, when we really look, we have been studying the true knowledge of God. And also nature and what God has done for us. We cannot even imagine the love that he has for us. God is so good. And brothers and sisters, we have to acknowledge it because we have to go and share with others. I just have a quick this. I just have to say it's a praise report. I think it was around 5:30, I was trying to finish up. You know, my daughter is here, and she had some difficulties with a little pain in her knees. And, you know, I am glad because, you know, she was able to get a little rest on it. So she asked me for something, if I could do something for her to cook, fix a meal. So I decided that, yes, I will do it. And I did that and also fix my Sabbath meal that I have, you know, and I spoke to Sister Leola a little. And I sat on the chair, and my dear Sister Carla, I felt so tired. And she saw it. She knew that, you know, Mommy was tired. So she said, Mama, you tired? Why you don't go and rest? I said, okay, I'm just trying to finish up this first before I go. But after I sat down on the chair there, I had to get up off the chair. So I got up and I came in and, you know, and I lied down. I drank some water and I lied down. And my dear sister, I did got a good little sleep. I just jumped up and I look at the time. I said, whoa, it's time for prayer line. So I heard a little a brother Udi, you know, when he was there sharing. But I just have to tell you, say to the Lord, he is so good, he's so kind. And our body can show us, you know, he allow our body to show us when it's time that we have to stop. right? So we have to look upon these object lessons and know that the body is not a machine, and God have this, gave us this body in the image and likeness of himself, but he wants us to take note, you know, whenever time we feel that way, we have to just stop. So I just give God thanks for health. I have to give God thanks for his strength. I give God thanks for his power. I give God thanks for long life. I give him thanks for providing for us, each one of us. And most of all, I give him thanks for what he has done for us as family, Sister Carla, Sister Brenda, Brother John, and Sister Leola, Brother Udi, and family members, Lord, Sister Payne, Sister Lane, Sister Tamika, Sister Stephanie, Carter, Brother Rick, Sir Richardson family, Sister Carla and her family, the children, Nicholas and Amanda, and my family, Brother O'Neill, and family member, Brother Elder Rick, and Ashley, his wife, and his church family member. And there are so many. Even remember Sister Naomi, Lord, and Brother Jensen, he has young men from Florida, Brother, you know, not Sister Rose, Sister Michelle, Lord, and all these people that we do remember on this line that he gave us so that we can fellowship together as sisters and brother, and to really look and see how far, you know, for 6 years over, it's a long time. And I thank God, you know, this evening that, you know, he have allowed us, you know, to join Sister Barnaby, Sister Considelli, there, and, you know, so much brothers and our young people, Sister Katie, and, you know, even all over, we saw babies born on this line. We also saw marriages on this line. And there are so much things we witness, you know, people come to Christ upon this line. So we know that the Lord is pouring out his blessing. Now we earth, you know, of even business come out of this line. Lord, Sister Carla with her in little industry, Brother Udi with his little industry, Brother O'Neill with his industry. And, you know, the wisdom and knowledge that God have given, as we have heard, reading the true knowledge of God and what he has done. With so much things we learn, you know, that we could share with others, you know. So I just want to, you know, let everyone know we just have to continue to be faithful and to trust God. He's able to do all things. I will just offer a word of prayer and just thank you all for loving me, and also thank you all for praying for us, Lord. So I will just have a word of prayer. O kind and righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, dear Lord, as we are coming up to the Sabbath hour, we ask you to pour your blessings upon each heart, Lord. I call a lot of names. Father, you know every one of them, dear Lord. You are your sons and they're your daughters, Lord. And we are all striving to the mastery, Lord. We are searching, Lord, your words day by day. And we have been filled with your words. We have been obedient to listen to your word. And, dear Father, to go out as a representative, as an ambassador, as a servant, to share with those out there who do not know. We want to thank you, Lord, for the evangelism that your children have been doing, each one who have been sharing, distributing tracts, literature, books, Lord, and also of the various prior with team up in group that they can come boldly to the throne. We want to thank you for Advent Light, Lord Jesus, for Advent Light group every night, Lord, for 3 nights per week, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We want to thank you for the early morning prayer of Advent Light, sisters who join each morning and propitiation our brothers and sisters to you, Lord, and study your word. Father, we just want to let you know how much we appreciate everything that you have done for us. We want to thank you, Lord, for the you did, dear Lord, last week. Wife wasn't feeling good, and also his mother-in-law. We thank you, Lord, that we could reach out to you in prayer and supplication to you and, dear Lord, great physician, have allowed, Lord, their servant, Lord, to be much better. And we heard the good news that their mom and dad will be traveling, dear Father, back home. And we are asking you, Father God, we have seen what they have done, Lord, great work they have done, put into that store. Oh, boy, Lord, you have blessed them. So we ask you to pour your blessings upon them while they reach, go home. We know we will be missing, and Brother Udian family will be missing them, but, dear Lord, you know that's their home. So we ask you to provide for them. Now, dear Lord, we want to thank you for dear Lord, Sister Carlo, Lord, Father, sometimes I don't know how she managed up and down, doing your work, ministering unto your brothers and sister who is in need, Father, and also have her own chores, Lord, with her preparation of her land and her home and the things that she has to do. But, Lord, we want to thank you for the strength that you have given unto her. Lord, we want to thank you for all those who participate on Advent Life. Father, we give you praise for our dear sister Barnaby, who joined, Lord, as our song service leader, willing and ready, Father, to praise you and to read your word and to share and to petition us in prayer, Lord. Father, continue to bless her as she prays for her family members, both here and in Jamaica, and also our co-workers and our brothers and sisters. We also, Lord, want to lift up Sister Consinelli, dear Lord, who always present, Father, a help tip, dear Lord, encouraging us, Lord, by sharing things and simple remedy as we have been studying the true knowledge of you, dear Lord, and how you have set your nature and creation for us to have an object lesson, Lord, and to able to put per practice the things that you have given unto us in nature that we can use for our health, for the healing of our body. As you said, the herb is the healing of the body, and also you wish above all things that we would prosper and in good health. So we want to thank you for the contribution, Lord, that she have put in, dear Lord, bless her family members, and keep them, Lord, her brother in the hospital. She called that one of her six sisters is in Guyana now with her daughter and family. Bless them, keep them, guide them, and also protect them. And you are the physician. So I know, dear Lord, this traveling can allow her, dear God, to be more better and also come back on her feet. So, Lord, we place her in your care, and also her brother in the nursing home. We ask you for blessings, Lord. Now, dear Lord, we lift up Brother Eli. Lord, we want to thank you for the contribution that Brother Eli have given unto this line. Contribution, dear Lord, of singing and praising, praying for us, giving us strength. And as he prayed for himself, he asked for prayer for his mom, Lord, and also Joari, Ishma, and Daniel, Miss Pascoe, and all the other Joari, Javel, Lord, and even sometimes our Joari have treated him without, Lord, compassion, but Brother Eli have the love and compassion and care in his heart for Joari. So, Father, we ask you to bless our dear young brother, Brother Eli, who is with us for over 7 years. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for him. Bless him, keep him, Lord. When Brother Eli came on this line, Brother Eli could not only talk. You could understand Brother Eli. And, Father, we thank you for loosing his tongue so now, Lord, is giving praises and bring honor to your name. Lord, we want to lift up Sister Katie tonight. Lord, a wonderful servant, Father God, a friend on this line, a sister on this line. Come, Lord, sometime. Come, Lord, praying and asking, Lord, for prayer requests and giving praise for what you have done, especially the Monique, Lord. She prayed for her son. You know everything. And also her grandchildren, babies, those little ones, Lord, that was born, Lord, premature. And dear Father, we are thankful for what you have been doing in their life. And Lord, continue to bless Sister Katie. Continue to keep guide her. And now, dear Lord, we lift up Sister Payne. Bless and keep guide and protect her, dear Lord. You are the physician, and you have been working through her in evangelizing. And also, you have bring her back on her feet, Lord, so that she can go and share the message. Sister Lynn, Lord, continue to bless and keep and guide. Also, our dear Sister Tamika, who come on this line singing and reading and studying from the Jehovah Witness, Lord, accept Christ as the heavenly message and is praising by sharing your book, our books, and also tracts and praying for brothers and sisters as she prayed for Tyron, our big son, and also the children. She prayed for Tony and also Kiyisha, her daughter. She lift up Sister Elizabeth, Miriam, Father, in prayer, and also Rochelle. Father, she's praying for every sisters and brothers on the line. So tonight, dear Lord, as so much request, we can give you thanks and praise, Brother O'Neill and his daughter, children, Lord, and his co-worker, dear Lord, and we pray for him tonight as they prepare for the health fair in Pleasant Valley, Lord, that they will be successful and soul will draw near to you. Bless us tonight, dear Lord, and I present to you Brother Akin. Oh, you are so good, great, our young pastor. Lord, bless him and keep him and guide him as he carry out the gospel message to those and draw others to you. Lord, Brother Bernard, we ask you to lift them up. Brother Rick, Lord, and Ashley, we ask you to cover Brother John and Sister Brenda. Lord, cover them. Sister Leola and her family, Jarvis and Nicole, we lift them up. My daughter Stephanie, we lift up Sister Stephanie with Kaja and KJ, and thank you that she's also joined us and giving praise. The Richardson family, we lift them up. And thank you, Lord, for this blessed reunion that you have given unto us today, we pray. Help us to be faithful and help us so that we will look, Lord, at the wonderful nature that you have given unto us as a Christ object lesson, that we will not focus our mind on ourselves, but we will focus our mind upon you. And where you are now in the most holy sanctuary, we present these requests. Hear them according to your will, Lord, and answer, Lord, according to your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Amen. I rejuvenated and I feel much stronger. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing, and thank you also for that prayer. May the Lord continue to bless you. And yes, in this hot weather and heat, we need, you know, to take a nap, drink water, get, you know, stay out of the heat and, you know, not exaggerate yourself or work too much. So I just thank the Lord for your strength and in your, even in your age, you know, the way you're moving. And praise the Lord that you were rejuvenated and you have, there's healing power, you know, when we rest and you apply the 8 laws of health during that time. So praise the Lord. It's okay. I see I have 2 more callers that has pressed 1. Okay. I might have only time for 1, but I'll see. Again, thank you for sharing, sharing, and thank you for coming and joining us, brothers and sisters. And I'll open the line for 650. Your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Good afternoon to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, upstate New York. And I have to sing my little song. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need that thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold weakness. To thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have need that thy hands had provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and the peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, the answer provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And I'm going to read Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer my foot to be moved. He that keepeth me will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth me, Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shade upon my right hand. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve me from all evil. He shall preserve my soul. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this day forth and even forevermore. Our Father and our God, great is your faithfulness unto us. Lord, we will lift up our eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh our help, O God, because our help cometh from you, you who made heaven and earth. God, as we come before you this evening, dear God, we come because we are sinners and we need to be saved. We come with our hands empty, O God, because we need you to fill them, dear Father. Lord, we come with our empty heart, our empty mind. We need you to wash us and to cleanse us and to purge us, O God, to take away from us everything that is unlike you, dear God, and to give us the things that you want us to be. Lord Jesus, create in us a clean heart, renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us, O God. We need you, Father. We are asking you for a double portion of your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, please help us to get rid of self and sin and to come closer and closer to you, O God, so that you can pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and bless us. Lord, guide your people, protect your people, deliver your people from the hands of the enemy, O God, because the enemy is trying to sift us as wheat. But, O God, because you are God and God alone, and we call upon you each day, O God, and we are depending on you to see us through. Lord, we just want to ask you for your Holy Spirit and for your guidance and for your protection, O God. Touch our body and heal our body, sanctify our body, cleanse our body, purge our body, O God, and remove this old body and give us new body, God. With your body, give us body like your body, O God, so that we can live a life countable to you. Bless our family, bless our friends, bless our neighbors, bless each and everyone we come in contact with, O God. And bless all those who are on this prayer line along with their families far and near. Continue to bless, guard, and guide and take full control, dear Father. Feed the hungry, O God, clothe the naked, heal the sick, Jesus. Open shelter for the homeless. Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. You give it and you take it, O God. You heal, O God. You destroy, you rebuke, you remove, and you take away everything that is unlike you, O God. And you give your people your power, your strength, and everything that you need. Lord, continue to take full control. Have your way. Let your will be done, I ask, and I give you thanks. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for coming on and sharing. Also want to thank you for that prayer. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family and your ministry. We all have a ministry, brothers and sisters. We're to reach people that in our community, in our family, and those people that only we can reach. We are bid to reach them and to tell them the good news of Jesus soon coming and what he has done for us and what he's still doing on our behalf. And even in our lifestyle, our dressing, our eating, our conversation, testify of our Lord Jesus and who we have been with and who we know and who is ownership of our life. Amen? So is there anyone else that will like? Okay, let me see. I will do a brief prayer before I open the line for Brother Yudi. I see it's 22 minutes after 8, so I want to make sure that his line is open on time, and please join us. We're on Sunday evening also, the same time, start at 7, and if you come on at 7, you'll have more time for testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, and song of meditation, and we're on Friday, bringing in the Sabbath, Friday evening, Sunday evening, and also Thursday, Health Reform, Thursday evening at the same time, starting at 7. Amen. So let us have a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, I truly thank you, Lord, for each and every brothers and sisters that's on the line. I thank you for those that have shared, O Father, and those that I have silenced prayer requests, O Father. I thank you for Sister Powell. She covered the prayer and had prayed for each and every one of us, O Lord. But I just want to thank you for your blessing. I want to thank you for your mercy. I want lift up the unspoken prayer requests, O Father. I lift up each person represented on the line and their family, their prayer requests, O Father. We all should have a prayer request, those that we're praying for and that we're afflicting our soul for and that we're calling upon God for help for them and pray that they will surrender their life. Lord, I ask that you will touch the manservant right now, Lord, that you will fill him with your Holy Spirit, O Lord. Help us to understand the study, the message that we are about to hear. Help us, O Father, to search the scripture, O Father. Help us to eat your word up, this spiritual word, O Lord, that will fill our spiritual mind, our spiritual hearts, O Father, so that we can truly be ready for your soon coming, O Father, because we know that the flesh cannot go, only the spiritual mind, only the character we can take to heaven, because this corruptible will turn into incorruptible, O Father. And we just thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for the many ministry that we have participated in, that we have prayed with, the medical missionary work that must go on, and it's the right hand of the gospel, Lord. Bless your people right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'll go ahead and open the line for Brother Yudi. Amen. Your line is open. Can you hear me, Brother Yudi?
Yes, give me, Sister Carla, give me 5 minutes.
Okay, amen. Okay. So I will open another line of those that want to share. I see we have another line that has pressed one. Since we have 5 minutes that we can share, I believe this is Brother Eli. Please be brief so that we can go back to the speaker, Brother Eli. 857-505, your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, everyone. I've been Light Ministry. Happy Sabbath to all of you. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God because God is good. He's awesome. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Carla. I have a prayer request, and I want to sing a song before Brother Yudi preached the word on the prayer line, Sister Carla. He will be touched with that song. My prayer request tonight is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. Sister Carla, don't forget to pray for my mother, for me. Lift me up in prayer. And don't forget to pray for Brother Jahari too, Sister Carla. Pray for Brother Jahari. Lift him up in prayer too. And he could come in this prayer line. Pray for him too. He can preach on this prayer line just like Brother Yudi preach on the prayer line. Pray for Brother Jahari, Sister Carla. Reach out to him, Sister Carla. Sister Carla and Brother Yudi, we reach out to Brother Jahari after, let me see, on Sunday, reach out to Jahari. It's 781-471-7918. Brother Yudi and Sister Carla, once again, 781-471-7918. And reach out to him, Brother Yudi, because Brother Yudi, we need Brother Yudi, he needs to preach on this prayer line. He needs to study the Word of God. He needs to do a Bible study on this Advent Light ministry, Brother Yudi. But Brother Yudi, let me sing a song before you bring a message to Brother Yudi. And Brother Yudi, please pray for Brother Jahari too, and he could come in this prayer line too on Thursdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And tell him the Advent Light Ministry, Brother Yudi, starts at 7:30 on Thursdays and Fridays and on Sunday. And Sister Carla, reach out to Brother Jahari too, Sister Carla, because I already give you the number already. It's 781-471-7918. And then let me sing a song, Sister Carla, for Brother Yudi. Okay. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Happy day is mine. Happy day is mine. Happy day today is mine. I toast Satan, to get is mine. Happy day today is mine. Same brother you be fixed, Sister Carla. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Joy today is mine. Oh, tell me you were me when we
happiness is mine. Happiness is mine, brother Yudi. Happiness today is mine. I told Satan, get it behind. Happiness today is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine, sister Carla. Peace today is mine. I told Satan to get his mind. Peace today is mine. Sister Carla, don't forget to tell brother Yudi to reach out to brother Jari. Sister Carla, tell brother Yudi, sister Carla, to reach out to brother Jari and tell
Amen, brothers and sisters. Let's keep Brother Jahari in prayer and also Brother Eli in prayer and each other. There's so much prayers that needs to be presented to God in our seat, our closet, basically, in our time alone spent with God. We have to pray for each other and that God will be done and that God will have mercy upon us. Amen. I believe Brother Yudi is ready now. Again, thank you, Brother Jahari. And we did, I'm sorry, Brother Eli. We did, Sister Powell did lift you up in prayer, and Brother Jahari and your family. Thank you again. Brother Yudi, your line is now open. Okay, just a moment, brothers and sisters. Your line is open.
All right. Well, thank you very much for opening up my line. Sister Carla, I want to thank you for hosting this evening. And I want to also thank those who have joined in our service this evening. May the Lord's name be praised and glorified. May his name be magnified. And may we be ready when he is come. We want to thank him for the Sabbath that he has given unto us. And here where I am, we still got about an hour before the Sabbath opens. But I know in other areas, the Sabbath has already begun. But we just want to thank the Lord for his mercy, which endureth forever. I want to start with a word of prayer as we open up with our study topic for tonight. And I encourage you to open up your words, your Bibles with me in the book of First Chronicles, chapter 4.
And as we begin, let us start with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you. We ask for forgiveness of our iniquities, of our unrighteousness, and of our sins. We pray, dear Father, for the cleansing of your blood to wash us, to create in us a clean heart, O God, and to renew within us your spirit as we start with this new Sabbath. Oh, Father, we ask in a very special way that you would be with each and every one of those who are entering upon the Sabbath, those who have already entered upon it, and those who are on this line waiting for a word from you. Father, I have no words to speak to them of my own, but I'm asking for you to touch my lips, dear Father, that you might put a word in my mouth, that you may be able to speak to them individually and collectively as a people. We lift up our brothers and sisters who are not on the line tonight. We think of those who are being driven to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Father, we lift them up at this giving time, and we ask for mercy, dear Lord. We pray in a very special way that you would speak to us and that our lives and our prayers will be uplifted unto thee. So our prayer, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm opening up in the book Prayer, page 3, paragraph 2. If you have the spirit of prophecy, you may open there with me. We are in the book Prayer by Ellen G. White, page 3, paragraph 2. Again, we are in the book Prayer, page 3, paragraph 2. Notice what it says. It says, prayer is the channel of communication between our souls and God. Prayer is what? It is the channel of communication between us and God. So there must be a channel of communication between God and his children, right? And that channel is what, friends? Prayer. Now, if we would repeat this quote on a daily basis, you know what it would do? I believe it would cause us to pray more and to talk less. Are you following me? When you understand that there is a channel of communication between you and the God of the universe. Now, the God of the universe is the God who created the heavens and the earth. A lot of times we take God for granted. We forget how big God is, and we try to put God on our level. But God is not on our level. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8, that our thoughts are not his thoughts, neither are our ways his ways. So God is the creator of the universe. He's the one who holds the planets, we have just read. He is not the one, he is the one who is keeping the seasons in place. He is the one that holds our very breath, our very heartbeat in his hand. This God wants to have a channel of communication between us and him. I want to continue reading this quote in the book Prayer, page 3, paragraph 2. It says, God speaks to us through his word. We respond to him through our prayers. Did you hear that? So God speaks to us how? Through his word. And we respond through our prayers. So in other words, when we read God's word, that is God's way of speaking with us. Did you know that? So in other words, the answer to our prayers are found in the word of God. So as we read the word of God, we are thus admonished to pray. Because God is speaking to us, and we are to speak back to him through that channel of communication, which is prayer. And it says, he always listens to us. He always what? He always listens to us. Friends, There are times where we get upset with someone and they're speaking to us and we pretend like we don't hear them. There are times where we hear people speak, but we don't pretend like we don't hear what they say. This is not the way God is. God always listens to us. He always is willing, and he always is open to heed and to hear our petitions. It says, we cannot worry or burden him. Did you follow that, friends? We cannot worry or burden God. Now, in other words, sometimes when you go to a friend, let's say you needed something. You say, man, I need to borrow $100, right? That friend might let you borrow that $100 that one time. And then you might go to him again and say, hey, brother, I need to borrow another $100. And, you know, that friend might say, okay, I can help you out again. But if you keep going over and over to that friend, at some point, that person is going to become wary of you asking, okay? At some point, that person is going to become wary of you asking him to let him or to let her or him allow you some money to borrow, right? At some point, that individual is going to be wary of your asking him, right? And I don't care who it is. Sometimes it could even be a loved one or a family member. It could even be, you know, a mother, right, or a sister. That individual at some point will be wary, will say, why don't you get a job? Or, I'm sorry, but I don't have any more to give. Are you following? My friends, God, on the other hand, what we are told is that he never wary of us asking, right? He is open to us asking him. He is open to us asking for that which we need. Now, in the scriptures, we're given an example. We're not going to be too long of Jabez. I want somebody to read for me from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And we're going to look at this scripture reading because I want you to understand the principles that are outlined in this chapter so that we can understand how to formulate or how to set up some of the prayers that we are to uplift before God, okay? I want a reader to go ahead and read from 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, and we're going to read at verse 10, I believe. Yes, 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, we're going to begin to read at verse number 10. Do we have a reader who can actually read for us 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 10?
Amen, amen. First Chronicle, let me see if someone has pressed 1 before I go. Again, if anyone would like to read, please press 1 so that I can open your line. And if you have pressed 1 before, you will have to press it again to indicate to me you would like to read because the first one was for your prayers and testimony. But, okay, I will go ahead and read. First Chronicle chapter 4, starting at verse 10, it says, to what verse, Brother Yudi? Or you tell me when to stop, I guess.
No, are you in First Chronicles chapter 4?
Yes, First Chronicles chapter 4, starting at verse 10.
Yeah, we're just going to read verse 10.
Oh, okay. And Jabez called on the Lord, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my soul, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested.
Okay, now that's a scripture that I don't ever hear read. And some of you are probably reading this scripture for the first time. But let's look at this scripture and understand what is happening here. Now, Jabez was the son of Judah. Now, we can go ahead and go back to verses 1 in our own time and review and understand this story and what it has to do with intercessory prayer. Okay? Intercessory prayer is prayer in which we intercede for others. Okay? And according to the scripture, one of the things that intercessory prayer does when we do it is it enlarges our coast. All right? Understand what enlarging our coast means. It means that it grows our influence. It brings others who may be in our house, others who may be next door to us, or even others who may be on a whole other part of the world. It actually enlarges our coast and our territory to bring these individuals under the Penelope of heaven. I want you to understand what Jabez is praying here. Notice what it says, because we see a type of prayer that we should be making even at this time. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. All right? Jabez called on who? The God of Israel. So this automatically sets up it shows a communication, a channel of communication between God and this human being. Now, the Bible tells us in James chapter 4, I believe, speaking of Elias, verses 17, it says, and Elias was a man with like passion as we are, right? So there was nothing special about him. And so likewise with Jabez, there was nothing special about him, but what he understood was the science of prayer, okay? The Bible says that he called upon the God of Israel. So he had a line of communication. He had been studying the Word of God, because again, the Word of God is how God speaks to us, right? God speaks to us through his Word, and then through his Word, we are to utilize that Word and then in turn speak back to him through prayer, which is the channel of communication. Now, Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. So the first thing he called upon God is for God to bless him. Now, remember a similar prayer done by Jacob. Jacob says, Lord, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. All right? So Jabez is also calling for the blessing of the Lord. Now, he's calling for the blessing of the Lord, and he's asking the Lord to bless him according to what? According to his promises. Jabez had to have been claiming on the promises of God. So it says here in 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, verse 10, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. So the first thing he's calling upon God to do is to place upon him a blessing. Now, we are told in that little book from prayer, from the book Ellen G. White, that God is willing and ready to hear and respond to our heartfelt prayers. Okay? God is willing and ready to hear and respond to our heartfelt prayers. And it says here, all circumstances is profoundly reassuring. He is a loving Father who is interested both when things are going well and when the vicissitude of life deals us devastating, terrible blows. Did you hear that, Sister Carla? Now, that's an interesting point, because what this is telling me is that not only is God willing and ready to hear and respond to our heartfelt prayers under how many circumstances? Under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. But also, he is a loving Father who is interested both when things are doing well for us and when things are also going bad. Huh? Some of us, when things are going well, how much prayer do we do? We actually do less prayer than when things are going bad, right? Some of us, when things are going bad, is when God hears from us. And some, it's the opposite. God don't hear from us at all, right? But what this is telling us is that God is a loving Father who's interested both when things are going well and when things are going bad. When we feel like crying out, God, where are you? It is good to know that he is just a prayer away. So God is just what? He is just a prayer away. And we see that here in Jabez speaking to God, says, God, God of Israel, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast, my friends. And then it says, notice this point, this next point here. After he asks God to bless him, he asks God to enlarge his coast. Now, this is what I was telling you about, is that enlarging your coast deals with bringing others under your influence through intercessory prayer. Now, did you know that we are told in this little book prayer that when we pray for someone, we are giving the angels permission to go and act on their behalf? So when you pray for someone who is a mile away or who is all the way across the world or who is a next-door neighbor or who is in your own household or in your own church, when you pray for these individuals, we are giving the angels permission to go act on their behalf. So Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. And notice what else he prayed for. And that thine hand might be with me. Amen. He prayed that God's hand might be with him. And that thou wouldest keep me from what, friends? From evil. So Jabez, not only did he ask for God to what? Bless him. Not only did he ask for God to enlarge his coast, not only did he ask God for his hand to be upon him, that is dealing with protection, but he also said, God, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. So Jabez also understood what? That there are conditions to the promises of God. And these conditions are conditions of obedience. So this is why he said, Lord, keep me from evil. Bless me, yes, bless me. Enlarge my coast, yes, enlarge my coast. Put your hand upon me, but at the same time, keep me from evil. Keep me from sin. Keep me from secret sin. David says that if we regard iniquities in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Are you following, friends? And so Jabez understands these things. He prays this model prayer, and the Bible tells us, and God granted him that which he requested. God granted him that which he requested. My friends, are we longing for God to grant us that which we have requested? Are we longing for God to grant us that which we have prayed for? Jabez was a prayerful warrior who understood that God's answering of prayers was upon the point of conditions, right? So it says again in 1 Chronicles 4, chapter 10, as we come to a close, I want to read from the book Prayer again. I want to read page 3, paragraph 5. Notice what it says. It says, one writer has said, more things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. It is also true of the church. A revival of true godliness among us is the greatest and most urgent of all our needs. To seek this should be our very first work. God will do things for us when we pray that he will not do if we do not pray. Did you hear that, friends? God will what? Do things for us when we pray that he will not do if we do not pray. In other words, we need to stop being lazy. We need to start praying more. There are things that God wants to do for us, my friends, that he cannot do because we are not praying. It is simple as that, okay? He just cannot do it because we need to pray more and we need to talk less. Notice what it says. It says, God will do things for us when we pray that he will not do if we do not pray. That's from The Great Controversy, page 525. We acknowledge that we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but this can be accomplished only as we pray, notice this, individually and collectively. So the Holy Spirit doesn't just come when you pray alone. The Holy Spirit comes when you pray individually and collectively. Remember, this is what the disciples were doing in the upper room, right? Did you think that they were all just praying on their own? Did you think they were all praying on their own? No, my friend. They were not all praying on their own. Praying, and at the same time, they were praying collectively. They were praying individually. They were praying collectively. They were praying together, and they were praying alone. So what this tells us is that God, there are things that God wants to do for us that he will not do if we do not pray. God will do things for us when we pray that he will not do if we do not. God will do things for us when we pray that he will not do if we do not pray. We acknowledge that we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but this can be accomplished only as we pray individually and collectively. When God's people pray earnestly, sincerely, individually, and collectively, God will answer. Okay? So here's the promise. When God's people pray earnestly, sincerely, individually, and collectively, God will answer. So we have these four criteria to understand and to meet. We need to pray earnestly, right? What does earnest mean? That means we got to keep at it until we get it. We need to pray sincerely. We need to pray with a true heart. We need to pray individually in our prayer closets and collectively together as a people. It says when this happens, God will answer. Great things will happen in among God's people, and the world will feel the impact as the Holy Spirit comes to equip and empower his people. This is what we need, friends, as we endeavor to serve God. Some of us are going out of the world systems and want to come into full-time ministry. Jabez prayed that prayer. I'm going to close out with this reading that we started with in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Never forget the scripture. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me, indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil. And God granted him that which he requested. So Jabez prayed to the God of Israel. He called upon him. Now, what did we learn in his prayer? God speaks to us how? Through his word. And how do we respond? We respond by praying, by opening up a line of communication between us and him. And it says that Jabez opened a line of communication. He said, God, I'm going to pray to you right now. God, he said, oh, God of Israel, he called upon him. And then he said for God to bless him.
And then additionally ask God to enlarge his coast. Again, intercessory prayer enlarges our coast. When you are interceding for someone, they can be worlds away. We are enlarging our coast by interceding for them because we're giving the angels permission to go act on their behalf. Also, Jabez asked the Lord to keep him from evil, which means he understood that his prayers were going to be answered upon a point of obedience. In other words, there was a conditional promise. He understood there is a that prayers are answered upon a condition of obedience, right? And God granted him that which he requested. So as we come to a close tonight, prayer is the opening up to God as unto a friend. And again, we read it. It's not that God doesn't know what we need. That's not the point. He knows what we need already. But is that prayer enable us to receive the promise? In other words, our hearts are not quite ready to receive the promise. So what God does, he says, look, if I answer you right now, you might start boasting and thinking this is all you. But let me just take my time. Looks like they're all out of circle. Let me just take my time and have your heart work out. Get your heart to work out things that have your heart be ready and prepared to receive my blessings. Are you following, friend? And so I want to finish the quotation here, and then we're going to come to a close. We believe our Heavenly Father waits to bestow upon us the fullness of his blessing. It is our privilege. It is what? It is our privilege. You know what a privilege is? What is a privilege? A privilege is something that you are not deserving of, but it's available to you anyways, right? It is our privilege to drink largely of the fountain of boundless love. What a wonder it is that we pray so little. God is ready and willing to hear the sincere prayer of the humblest of his children. Why should the sons and daughters of God be reluctant to pray? When prayer is the key, prayer is the what? Is the key. And the hand of faith. And the hands of what? Prayer is the key. And the hands of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse, where are treasured in the boundless resources of omnipotence. So, friends, we have a key tonight. Prayer is the key. But the question is, are we using that key? Or are you trying to bust in the door, bust in the lock with no key? Not going to happen, friends. We got to have that key in our hands, which is prayer, so we can open up heaven's storehouse of blessings. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the blessings showing us the importance of prayer. Sincerely, earnestly, collectively, and individual prayer. In order for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to come upon us, have mercy upon us, O God, according to your loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Please bless us now. Revive us again. We ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for coming on and sharing with us the privilege of prayer. And how we need to pray more often, you know, alone and collective, which we know, but sometimes we need to be reminded of these things. And may the Lord bless each and every one of you, brothers and sisters, for coming on And for listening and participating and reading, please share the scriptures and the spirit of prophecy quote with your friends and family. And we all should be Bereans of the word, and we all should be disciples unto God, teaching and sharing and helping others as they take this journey upwards to heaven. Amen. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you, and happy Sabbath. May you have a blessed Sabbath and have a good night. Jesus loves you. Thank you.